All right, boys and girls, it's another edition of the Black Flag Playbook. I am Bradley Saucier, joined as always with the greatest better of all time, allegedly Reagan Parent, and Mason Dunn. We were actually just talking, boys, that I don't know why Caesars and or DraftKings hasn't hopped on board to sponsor us, because we've been giving out nothing but duds. Reagan is definitely leading the charge. What I was saying was AJ Allmendinger and Ross Chastain kind of cucked me with a 6th and 7th place finish in the cup race when I had them both for a top five. But yeah, other than those two drivers, some of our picks overlapped. But how was the weekend for you boys in COTA?
If I remember right, I think Jesse Love also cucked me with a 6th place finish. So I had him for a top five, which would have saved my weekend and had me very positive. Since I didn't send it to you, I'll run through it real quick. Brad, you lost $450. I lost $220. And Reagan actually came out plus money, plus 130. So Reagan is getting close to being even. I am still way, way far in the dungeon. Minus 26 units.
Not only are we on the charge up, we were so close to being beyond in the positive. In the Xfinity race, had Sage Kerriman to finish top five, was running 5th on the last lap, and Brad's man, Parker Kligerman, cleaned him out.
Parker hates us.
Yeah,
Parker did not want me to win that bet.
Parker's always up to no good. I did have a pal from the Vermont area that was trying to get into the old gambling this week, and it's a good thing that I can give out some winners to some people in the DMs on the private side, because I put myself in front of this microphone, and boy, does shit just hit the fan. But I did have a pal reach out and ask who I felt good in between Sage Karam or Parker Kligerman, and I said that honestly, I don't mind him either for a top five, but I feel like Parker Kligerman is certainly the safe bet in that regard. And Parker Kligerman just bulldozed Sage Karam right out of the way for that 5th place spot. So I guess I should have gone with Parker last week. Would have been sitting very, very pretty. But it was a tough weekend all along. The lefts and rights have never really been too good for us. Tyler Ankrum was never even remotely in the picture. He's running in the top five at one point, and then before the last pit stop cycle, came over the radio, and or whoever was doing the pit reporting was like, "Oh yeah, Tyler Ankrum says he doesn't have a car to win, so he's just working on maximizing his points day." And I'm like, "Oh fucking sweet!" And then he was just never even in the top 10 again. So that was awesome. AJ Allmendinger, I didn't even get to watch the Xfinity race or the Cup race because I didn't have any power and I don't have service in my house. I saw AJ Allmendinger was running really good in the Xfinity Series race and then just didn't win. Sheldon Creed sucked. Chandler Smith was running better than Jesse Love for about 25% of the race, and that didn't hit either. So Tyler Reddick was in the top five but wasn't good. So just a tough weekend all along. So we are very much in the red, but some of us more than others. So no better time to get back into the green than going to arguably, and in my opinion, the worst racetrack on the circuit for actually seeing a good race. So Richmond, we got Richmond coming up. I know Mason loves the track for sure.
The track is not the problem.
Well, that might be true, but we will see. Regardless, it's going to be a spectacle to watch on the television. The Xfinity Series is racing at Richmond, 1:30 p.m. start on Saturday, and the notables are Taylor Gray is going to be in the 19, Eric Almirola is in the 20, Corey Heim is in the 26, and Bubba Pollard is making his debut in the 88. The last race out at COTA, Kyle Larson won over Austin Hill, John Hunter Nemechek, Cole Custer, and Parker Kligerman. And last year in this race, Chandler Smith won over John Hunter Nemechek, Josh Berry, Kaz Grala, and Cole Custer. Average running position in the race at Richmond last year for the Xfinity Series, Chandler Smith had a 3, Josh Berry 4, Brandon Jones and Riley Herbst 5, Cole Custer 7, Sheldon Creed, Justin Allgaier 9, John Hunter Nemechek 10. Fastest laps in the race, saw this, this one earlier, this is a good stat for all the people out there. Chandler Smith 29. And then Gray Galding with 26 fastest laps in the race last year. Good for Gray.
He must have pitted off cycle.
Yeah, 100%. Riley Herbst, 23. Joe Graff Jr., 20. Josh Berry, 17. Brandon Jones, 16. John Hernemechek and Sammy Smith both had 11. And Justin Allgaier had 10 fastest laps in the race last year. Laps led Chandler Smith 83, Josh Berry 63, Sammy Smith 40, Riley Herbst 27, Brandon Jones 24, John Hrnček 11, Justin Allgaier 2. Mason, you want to take the people through the Mason's Metric Top 10?
Yeah, I gotta say, we gotta welcome back a friend. I didn't put him in the notables, but Matty D's back, boys.
Oh, exciting.
In the 38.
Golf claps, yeah, all around.
Golf claps all around. Metric, kind of what I expected this week going into it. Chandler Smith leading us off 4.28 after a stellar performance last year. Austin Hill, after ruining my SVG pick last week, comes in second at 4.8. Cole Custer, 5.68. Eric Almirola, 6.78. I think the car is making him look better than he is on that one. AJ Allmendinger, 7.06. And then we round out with Jesse Love, Parker Kligerman, Corey Heim, Ryan Sieg, and Justin Allgaier.
So Chandler Smith seems to be he's not only the favorite in every single book, he is the first guy that came to mind when I knew that they're obviously going to Richmond, and the Mason's Metric also has him P1. I am fully aboard the Chandler Smith train, got him at +330 earlier on DraftKings. Is anyone else on that same train?
Yes. Yes, 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 yes. After watching that race in person last year, I thought Josh had something for him, and he needed a caution in a different time, but Chandler was just in another zip code, and then you put him in a Joe Gibbs car. Yeah, he's going to be – he'll probably lead every lap.
Yeah, yeah. I'd be shocked. I'd be shocked. I feel like this is like a classic John Hrnček dick stomping in the Xfinity Series. John Hrnček is not in the field. Kaz Grala, I don't even think, is in the field. So you take out Josh Berry, Kaz Grala, and John Hunter from the races last year, and it was really just the Chandler Smith show. So like Mason said, upgrade in equipment and a driver that's definitely going to be confident coming back here. Average running position, 2.7 if you want to get fractional last year. So, yeah, I think Chandler Smith's going to have himself a day. So
I do have to give Caesars some credit for being cheeky. They boosted Bubba. Which I want to see Bubba win for the short trackers and for him in general. The man deserves it. But realistically, the way the JRM cars have been this year with him not having track time, it's not going to happen. But Caesars has boosted him to win to +2600. Little cheeky nod from Caesars, actually showing they know a little bit about this game.
Yeah, I only have I think I'm going to end up with two other bets on my card. I'm going to bring back an old friend. It's been a very long time since I bet on him. It's been upwards of 2 weeks. And I'm going to have to go with a guy that had an average running position of 5.4 last year, but somehow finished 23rd, led 24 laps, and also had 23 of the fastest laps in the race, Riley Herbst. Going to be going with Riley Herbst for a top five. Got that at +190 earlier today on DraftKings, and that seemed like pretty solid value for a guy that seems to be pretty confident going into a track where, at this point last year, he had never won a race. So, yeah, can be Riley Herbst for a top five.
Well, we never gave Raging the chance. Raging, are you on board with us with Chandler?
100%, yes, I am on board. The first thing, me and Brad were talking about the Xfinity race earlier today, and the first thing that I said was, I'm going Chandler Smith, and he said same thing. So we are all on the same page.
Yep. Stop Fowler Lock of the Week. No, probably not.
Well,
I mean, it's unanimous.
It is. Yeah, I feel very good about it, which I don't know if that's good or bad with how bad this year has gone, but I would be absolutely shocked if that doesn't happen.
I'll say two others to look at to win if you don't like our group ride. I do think Cole Custer will be good this weekend. He was a +420 earlier today. And Sheldon Creed, he's the perennial, the weekly top five guy, but he was the only guy other than Barry and Chandler to run in the top 15 all day long last year. You could say he's in a better ride, too, than he was last year. So, could this be a week for him to pull it out? At +900, it's probably worth the gamble.
Yeah, and like I mentioned with Riley Herbst, I mean, I'm taking for a top five. I actually, when I first started going through the graphic, I was just punching in my bets, my thoughts really quick. I hadn't really looked at odds too closely. Did have Herbst for a top three. I feel like Herbst has been actually – It was funny. I was looking at a video on Twitter earlier today. Bob Pockrass was interviewing Riley Herbst, and the number of laps spent in the top five, Riley Herbst has the, I don't know the exact number, but basically he's been in the top five more than anyone else this entire year. So doesn't have the finishes to show for it, but going to a track where he ran in the top five for almost all of last year's race. So give me, obviously give me Herbst for that top five, but I wouldn't be shocked to see him get a top three out of it or even contend for a win. I saw he was plus 1400. I don't know if that was DraftKings or Caesars, but either way, it's probably not too far off. One of the guys that Mason just mentioned will, I feel like I'm just rattling through my picks before anyone else can even talk, but Sheldon Creed over Eric Almirola. It's over on Caesars plus 120. Going to take that one. I just don't trust Eric Almirola. He's been in an Xfinity car a couple times now. Doesn't seem to be running that good, and I think Creed can get it done. So, but I'm back on the train of betting on guys that have always let me down. Richmond has let me down in the past when I go to watch a race there. So I'm going to see if I can't just make two negatives a positive here.
Sticking on the Sheldon Creed train. Fuck, I can't speak.
I'm going to take it for a top three on a podcast.
Yeah, I'm going to take it for a top three at plus 260.
I was going to say, you sound like someone that really likes trains. Anyways.
Brother.
Brother. Well, I'm going to go with a guy for a top three who has ran good at Phoenix. And he finished second in Phoenix in his Finitar, fourth in Phoenix in the truck. We're running the Phoenix tire because, God forbid, Goodyear do something right with their fucking lives and give us the Bristol tire, which would actually make Richmond great again. God forbid it. Jesse Love, top three on DraftKings, is a plus 400. Hammer it, my opinion. Sheldon Creed was good in the two car at Richmond. Jesse's been killing it. He'll finish third or fourth, probably fourth.
Yeah, yeah, maybe grab that insurance play and take it for a top five.
I'm going to take another driver on Mason's metric from this week. I'm going to take Corey Heim for a top five at plus 650.
I saw that one as well, and I almost took it, but I don't know. That has a sixth-place finish written all over it. But
if
hey,
there's any place for it to happen, Richmond is the home of Sam Hunt. It's
Kaz Grala finished in the top five in that car last year.
And that car has way more Toyota support now than it did last year.
100%.
Very good point.
Way more. But I'm going to take another Toyota for a top five. And it's a guy who's making his first Xfinity start. But it's not the one you think. Taylor Gray. Let me see what he is on DraftKings. He's on plus 200. He's plus 225 today on Caesars. Give me the Taylor Gray top five in the 19 car. I think the kid's gonna show us what he's been showing us in the Truck Series all year long, which is he's way better than his brother.
All right. Is that's it for everybody?
That is it for the trucks.
All right.
I'm so used to starting with the trucks. It's weird they're not there this weekend.
Same thing. Chandler Smith top. Jesus Christ. Chandler Smith to win. That's
Chandler
a group
Smith
ride.
Top one bet.
Yeah, top one. Chandler Smith to finish top one, plus 330 over on DraftKings earlier today when I got it. So we're going to ride with that one. Riley Herbst, top five, is my second pick for plus 190. And then Sheldon Creed over Eric Almirola, plus 120 over on Caesars.
Well, if you want a Friday bet, who are we taking in the modifieds? And why is it Woody Pitcat to wreck Ryan Newman?
No, it's not that. I don't know.
If you could bet on the modifieds.
Which would be so. I wish you could.
Give me the 51. Like,
but I feel like the sneaky pick would be a Catalano.
I mean, Tomcat is always a sneaky pick. I think that a sneaky pick would just be Austin Beers, even though he won last year. Won the pole, though, so obviously he showed a lot of speed. But it's always hard when you're looking at modifieds to not pick either the 51 or the 16.
Yeah, I was trying to find the entry list with Chris, but I need to find it again. I did find someone on Twitter who has a vendetta against Austin Beers, which is hilarious.
He's literally the nicest human of all time.
Scab idiot.
Yeah, he's a scab idiot, though. So don't let he doesn't listen to this. He can't. He can't gamble on modified racing. And if
the 60's not on the entry list this weekend, by the way.
You're kidding.
You got all the Catalanos.
Nah, this, Richmond's probably too big for Matt to go to.
You got Bobbert Labonte, who's giving away free t-shirts on Friday if you're going to be at the track. Beers, Seiss, Newman. Newman's in Putnam's car. Anything else of note? Bonsignors, both of them. Silk, Santos, Toby, Jake the Jet, Joey Coulter, Patrick Demerling. Give me Melissa Fifield to win by a mile. And when I say
that is a plus 10 million. So.
When I say win, I mean the race back to the hauler.
I can legitimately give you like five drivers that could even possibly win the race. And it's 51, the 16.
64.
The 64.
54.
54, yeah.
44.
Right. Oh, 54, 64, yeah, both of them. 58.
58 is super hit or miss. I was going to go with the 7. Or honestly, flip a coin between the last spot, between the 46 and the 54. But anyways.
You've also got Riptimo, Lofton.
Not even Santos, the 44?
No.
Marcelo Refrano?
No, I would love to see it, but also no.
It would be a good race. I wish I was making it up there Friday.
Well, we can't even bet on it anyway, just between ourselves. So, moving on.
Yeah, we're just shooting the shit here.
But hopefully soon we'll have another tour on the books. Hopefully soon.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Moving on to the Cup Series at Richmond. The notables aren't even a notable. It's the 16 at Ty Dillon. Last race out.
Well, it's notable, just not for good reasons.
Yeah. I mean, he will not go away. Last race, William Byron picked up the win over Christopher Bell, Ty Gibbs, Alex Bowman, and Tyler Reddick. Last year at Richmond, Kyle Larson won over Josh Berry, Ross Chastain, Christopher Bell, and Kevin Harvick. The average running position in the race last year, William Byron had a 3, Larson a 4, Chastain a 5, Bell and Bowman 6, Truex 7, Harvick 8, Keselowski 9. Fastest laps in the race last year, William Byron 51 of them, Chris Buescher 42, Josh Berry 41, Kyle Larson 33, Truex 21, Hamlin 19, Chastain 18, Blaney 16, and Christopher Bell had 15 of the fastest laps in the race. Laps led last year in the race, William Byron 117, Kyle Larson 93, Denny Hamlin 71, Martin Truex 56, Christopher Bell 26, Chastain 16, Josh Berry 10, Alex Bowman 8, and then Keselowski, Kyle Busch, and Bubba Wallace all had one entire lap led. Mason, you want to take the people through the Mason's metric for the Cup Series at Richmond?
Absolutely. And a surprise on the top, the one Bush ride of Ross Chastain, 6.42. Followed by a guy we might have a double group ride on the wins. Ty Gibbs, 6.75. Christopher Bell, 7.25. Alex Bowman, 8.94. Martin Jr., 9.44. And then it's Larson, Elliott, Reddick, Byron, and Logano rounding out the top 10.
Yeah, I know. I know Reagan's pick. It sounds like I know Mason's pick.
Brad is different.
I am different. I'm being different. I'm going a little off the board, but not too far.
I don't know if I would even call that off the board. That, if anything, that's more of a favorite.
Well, yeah. So it is
audible.
It is more of a favorite, but it's just not on the same board that you guys seem to be leaning towards. It's the same exact team. It is a different driver. It is a guy that I don't even think picked up a win at all last year, but he's going to win on Sunday night. He is the night race king, and it is Martin Truex Jr.
Won 3 of the last 4 night races at Richmond.
Yes, 3 of the last 4, and the 4th one he finished 2nd. So plus 600 over on, I believe it was DraftKings is where I got it. That is just about the earliest that I have locked up a bet ever. And I think it was Tuesday morning. So hopefully the line hasn't changed too much.
And he's driving that piece of crap blue, whatever insurance company that is, Tor, that he likes to win in.
Auto Owners, the one that he wins literally every time.
Oh my gosh.
Give me a tie. You're probably right. Plus 850. Like, the odds are there. Same team, same cars. He was probably the car to beat at Bristol, just had mishaps with the tires like the rest of the field.
I wish they had Ty Gibbs to wear. You know what?
Plus 850 on DraftKings.
My head's in my hands because I'm probably going to regret this, but I'm doing it. I'm going crazy. I like Ty. I like Martin.
Josh Berry to win. Here we go.
Oh, Christ.
Denny Hamlin.
You'd see my ass in victory lane smiling like hell. No, I'm going to go. Look, last year, the Gibbs Tars had all the stats. But you know what they didn't get? The trophies, and they won't again on Sunday. Give me Kyle Larson. He's plus 1,000 on Caesars. He's plus 900 on DraftKings, so screw them. Larson plus 1,000.
Anytime leading, you can get Kyle Larson.
Into the 40th anniversary of Martinsville, where he'll win a fucking game.
Anytime you can get Larson at that number, that is very. It's. I don't think
it's hard
happen.
To get him at that high of an odds.
Yeah,
for somebody who is always the favorite at most races, for him to be plus 1,000, that is really good odds.
Yeah, 100%. It is worth
the money for a top five. When is he ever plus money for a top five?
Yeah, never, never.
And it's the Phoenix tire. God, I wish it was the Bristol tire.
Hmm. Yeah, so I did have a little extra. I crunched a little bit more numbers.
Until Brad comes back to us because the ice storm. There he is.
Man, I don't know what the fuck's going on. I did crunch some numbers. Next gen average finish. The 11 has a 6.8 in the next gen at Richmond. The 19 a 7.3. Chris Rebell has a 8.0. Joey Logano and Kyle Busch both have 8.5 or
who has a 4.5?
Josh Berry.
That'd Kevin be Harvick, him. But oh, the 14.
Okay. I was going to say, I know Josh Berry has a staggering high number, but I just didn't even include guys that aren't in the race or guys that raced one time and got a second off pit cycles.
Hey, look, your boy was about 13 beers deep in the old chaos tournament when them pit cycles were going on, and I didn't fucking care. We were lucky we made it back to the camper that night.
I can see that happening. If I went there and I had my top 10 driver run second, I would be probably celebrating as well. But yeah, I mean, like I said, Truex, I'm picking Truex to win. He has a 1.25 average finish over the last four night races. Does scare me a little bit that they weren't with the next gen car, but it's a track that he's really good at, and I think Toyota is going to dominate. So this is what I'm going to do for this week, and I'm trying to get back into the green with some very, very important strategy here. And it honestly is, I just really just need him to win. But I am taking him to win. I'm taking him for a top three, and I'm taking him for a top five. Plus 220. Yeah, I'm doing the ladder. I'm doing the ladder and hoping that he at least gets a top three, so then I'm breaking way even, I guess. If he gets a top three, I am very good. I'm sitting solid for the day, at least. Actually, the weekend I would be sitting good at. Plus 220 on Caesars for Truex top three. And plus 125 Caesars opened with today for a top five, and had to jump on that one. I almost cashed out like my entire fucking government refund check and just put that all in the top five. But you know, now that I took them for the whole ladder, probably gonna lose a fucking left rear tire or something at some point in the race.
I'll catch it
and bring it home to you.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. I'm gonna need it. It's gonna be the last thing that I have left.
I absolutely love that move by you, Brad. I am also going to tail with you on the Martin Truex Jr. top three bet at plus 175 right now.
Love it.
I'm pivoting away from the trend, Ron, even though I love everything that we're doing right now. Who won here in the fall? Remind me.
Josh Berry.
Christopher
Buescher. Buescher.
And he's not driving the Built Substar. I'm about to say the Built Substar. We're in the home of Huntington Ingalls, but he's not driving it. He's driving some cholesterol medicine, which only makes sense for Richmond. Plus 360 for the top three on Caesars. Let me double check. He's lower on drafting, so I'm going with that. Buescher for a top three. He'll probably finish third, or I guarantee you it will be Brad Keselowski finishing third and him finishing seventh, and I'll look like a dunce again.
That's fine. We'll let you.
Mason, do you know what the name of this race is this weekend?
It's the Toyota Owners 400.
It is the Toyota Owners. Do you know what's going to win this race?
Since I was a kid, it's been nothing but car manufacturers.
It is going to be a Toyota to win this race.
It was a Toyota last spring, too. Who won that one?
Oof.
Yeah, not good.
Brad, do you have a top 10 bet, or are we just only riding with the MTJ stuff?
I'm old as shit. I remember the Pontiac Excitement 400. Fuck with me.
Yeah, there's no Pontiacs in the field. I'll give you that, but you can. I'll give you really good odds on a Pontiac to win on Sunday if you'd want to just go into a separate offshore bookie. Reagan just fucking his house. A boat just hit his house. It collapsed. Hate it for the guys.
I dropped my spoon. I was eating ice cream.
Let's see. So I got some stats before I give out my top 10, and I have a hat on to go with it. So last year in the fall, the fourth best average speed rating was this fella right here. And this is off of iFantasy Race on Twitter. He always has the nuggets. He digs deep and he posts them all fucking week, all day, all week, even the week before.
We need to have him as a guest on the show.
Some of them. We should. Last spring, so he was fourth in average speed in the fall, like I just said. Last spring, after finishing 18th, Ryan Preece. All right, so it's just way easier if I just use his name. Last spring, Preece finished 18th. That said, Preece was more competitive than his result. In the race, Preece had a 14.5 average running position in the 14th best speed rating. Ended up falling out of the top 15 and very late, finished 18th. I think that was off of strategy, tires, whatever, cycled out. You'll have that. It's a short track. The odds are crazy. They're stacked against him. It hasn't been a good year. And I promise you that if Ryan Preece doesn't finish in the top 10, I will never take him again on this show. I don't even know if it's not here, where is it? I mean, Martinsville, I guess, but this has to be the one. I mean, lock in. I already said a couple weeks ago, lock in. I'm taking Ty Gibbs at Richmond. Lock in Ty Gibbs at Martinsville. I'm taking Ty Gibbs at Martinsville, and Ryan Preece will be off the card if he doesn't finish in the top 10. Plus 350 is crazy for a guy that finished fifth last year and had the fourth best average speed rating. I mean, like, if there's any place that he's going to get a top 10, it has to be here. Unless he just turns into a plate track top 10 guy. But I don't want that to happen. I think that it's just been a down year and his luck's going to turn around in the beautiful state for fucking lovers, Richmond, Virginia.
Just go ahead and double down. Add Noah. It's plus 1,700 for the combo on DraftKings.
Yeah, well, that was staggering. So before we started recording, we did find out that DraftKings is allowing you to parlay top 10s now.
Shout out Kyle Waltz for giving that info.
Legitimately wasn't a thing as of last week. So if you're listening right now and you actually want the old fucking Ryan Preece top 10 plus 350, parlay it with a guy that you feel way more confident in, like Kyle Busch. I looked at that earlier. That was like plus 750 or something like that. So I mean, maybe if I'm going to take Ryan Preece, I might just parlay it with that old Kyle Busch. But that's two guys that have been having a pretty off year. So I don't know. The Ryan Preece one, lock that one in. Plus 350 seems pretty crazy. And I will never bet him ever again if he doesn't finish in the top 10. So here we go.
Brad, I am going to ride with you on that bet too. I'm going for two top 10s this week. We got Ryan Preece. Give me his teammate in the four car. Josh Berry at plus 300 for a top 10 as well.
God, Mason just got so excited. He had to turn around. His desk is lifting up as Reagan was speaking.
Mason heard the magic words of Josh Berry come out of
his mouth. I thought he was going Noah. I'll see the boy on Sunday. We're going to have a time. Richmond's always a good time.
Oh, yeah. Have a time with him before the race. That should help.
I'll have my dad with me, so it'll be all right. No, I thought you were doing, I was always going to be the oddball out here. I thought you were doing Preece as well. And I was sitting over here and you saw what I sent you earlier. You know, this wasn't on there. I wrote down, where is it? Where's my camera? Noah, top 10 plus 300. I'm doing the other side of the SHR camp. I'm doing Noah. I think it's a good weekend for him. I have seen him win his Xfinity races here. Why not now?
I will say that 10 car, statistically, I don't have it written down. So I did this cool thing where when I'm actually at work, the one that pays me way more than this show, I jot down a ton of notes throughout the week. And then I've been bringing them in on these nice sheets of paper that are ripped in half. And for the third week in a row, I wrote down all the notes and then forgot it on my desk. So that's going to be super cool to look at tomorrow when I don't need it. I'm going to go right in the recycling. But I did have some note on the 10 car specifically running very well at tracks like Phoenix or Richmond, flat tracks like that. So definitely don't hate that one at all. I swear I saw him with a little bit better odds for top 10, but they don't have it on Caesars
with
yet.
With the three of us all taking top 10s on three different SHR cars, my advice is just everybody out there, hammer the 14 at plus 225 just because none of us took him. The only other SHR car that's going to finish in the top 10 because we took the other three.
I will say definitely, I'm trying to debate if I want to take a top five or not, or take a head-to-head or something different. Avoid Christopher Bell this week. Kyle Busch is pissed.
Yeah,
he's pissed. So
I definitely wouldn't make Kyle Busch mad at a track where you know the next one you're going to see him a lot.
Kyle has never wrecked anyone intentionally at Richmond.
Oh, yeah. There was that one dude. What was his name? Earnhardt?
Ralph.
Mm. Yeah.
Damn.
Some Bud Light drinking. You know what? I'm going to go with a guy I don't really ever bet on. I'm going to do a top five with a guy I don't really ever bet on because I don't particularly like betting on Penske because it never works out for me. This is a good top five week for Ryan Blaney. And plus 270. Let me see what he is on the old DraftKings. He's worse on there. So yeah, plus 270 on Caesars earlier. The 12 car won't have winning speed, but he will strategize a way to finish fourth. Meanwhile, Adana will either finish fifth or 35th, as per usual.
Yeah, Blaney seems like he's obviously the most consistent one out of that camp. Joey Logano has had a very, very tough year.
Give me Harrison Burton to win.
Oh, boy.
He's back home in Virginia.
Yeah, Harrison Burton's really good.
Sorry.
Fucking A, man. Nothing has started to tickle my fancy more than being able to parlay, in the same race, but parlay in the top 10s in the same race for the Cup Series. But if you feel really good about a guy in the Xfinity Series, like I parlayed everything that I had last week, I had parlayed with an AJ Allmendinger win in the Xfinity Series, which was perfect because he didn't. But Chandler Smith, I mean, if you really like him like we do, obviously, that's the Scott Fowler lock of the week, Chandler Smith win in the Xfinity Series. I mean, you could parlay that with, like, I just looked at it, plus 300 now on DraftKings. You parlay that with the top 10 for Ryan Preece, and it's plus 1,700. Little $10 deal pays you $180 if both those deals happen. So I like that. It's worth $10, that's for sure. The biggest problem is that you need Chandler to go out there and win, or else you're going to have a very bad, bad Sunday. Say you limit yourself to $10 on the weekend and you do it that way, that's how you end up not having any stake in the game on Sunday, which is tough, especially when you have to wait around all day for 7 o'clock for them to go green just to watch one of the most boring races you'll see all year.
And don't forget, you can round robin if you pick more than two things. So I'll say for some fan engagement, like we have fans, for some listener engagement, let's pick your best parlay of top 10s. Put it in the comments in the show post. Let's see everybody's best little combo. I'll give mine right now that I kind of just pieced together that I like. Ty Gibbs, Alex Bowman, Ryan Preece, all top 10. Plus 1,400.
I don't think that's
a bad combo of people.
I think Alex Bowman is...
He's trending up.
He is definitely trending up. Don't get me wrong there. But this is just a weird... This is a weird track. It seems like there's a few guys that really dominate here, and even them... Like, no one has finished in the top 10 in every race in the next-gen car other than Kevin Harvick. So... That doesn't leave much for, surefire things, except for, I would say, all of Joe Gibbs Racing seems like they're a lock for finishing in the top 10. But we'll have to see. Hopefully Alex Bowman is able to make that one happen. And top 10s are certainly fun to bet on because you have a lot of leeway there. And you never know. If it turns in, hey, there might be a big wreck that takes out a bunch of guys earlier that don't involve your guys, and then it's not a lock, but feel a lot better about it. But yeah, so going through the old bet slip, I don't have much to read. I got Martin Truex Jr. to win. I have him to finish in the top three, and I have him to finish in the top five. One of these is going to happen, and hopefully it's the first one. Hopefully it's to win, because then all three of those bets hit, and I'm back pretty close to positive. Well, maybe not for the year, but Chandler Smith's going to win. And then we need one of those to win. I feel good about it. And then Ryan Preece, top 10, plus 350 over on DraftKings. That's still how it is. I honestly thought that was going to get bought down. If you're looking at any of the guys that are in that sort of range, I mean, Carson Osivar or Austin Dillon may be worth a little bit of a peak, but I would feel a lot better about Ryan Preece. So, yeah.
I've got Larson at plus 1,000 to win. Boucher for a top three at plus 360. Blaney for a top five at plus 270. And Noah for a top 10 at plus 300. Got it. I'm going to play so much with these top 10 parlays tomorrow.
We're going over picks, right?
Indeed.
Yeah. All right. I was just mesmerized by the mask that Mason was just wearing that I didn't know what
Wolf
to do.
Wolfpack Sting. Also, minus 190 Orioles to win over the Angels tomorrow. Baseball opening day. Let's go.
I have Ty Gibbs to win at plus 850 on DraftKings. Martin Truex Jr. for a top three at plus 175, riding with Brad. Ryan Preece for a top 10 at plus 350, also riding with Brad. And Josh Berry for a top 10 at plus 300.
All right. That about does it for this week. And there's only been one of us that has been at the cash counter this whole entire year, and it's been Reagan. I will forever regret not putting Alex Bowman top five plus 350 over on DraftKings before the race last week. On my official bet slip, I would have been at least positive for the weekend, which would have helped out quite a bit. I did take that one, so I do have a little bit of money to play with, hence why I put in my bets for Truex on Tuesday morning. So Reagan usually tells you that we'll see you guys at the cash counter, but we will also see you at Lee USA Speedway March 17th and 18th, where we own lap 169 with the Black Flag playbook. So whipped up a logo in about 10 seconds earlier today, and they're going to post that, I assume, tomorrow or at some point in the near future. So when you see that, I don't know, share it, fucking save it, like it, send it to DraftKings headquarters, send it to Caesars, tell them, be like, hey, I've tailed these guys all year and they've lost me money all year, so we're just supporting them. And yeah, hopefully we'll see you at Lee USA Speedway. And Reagan, I guess, tell the people where we're going to see them at the end of the weekend.
We will see you guys at the cash counter.